I'm Tommy Gimler. Super Bowl 49 is right around the corner, fellas. Which player is most likely to pull a Eugene Robinson and get arrested the night before the big game? My money's on Patriots punter Ryan Allen because he looks like a guy who has to pay for sex.
I'm Andy Ostroff, and I've got $100, which is all the money that I own, that says Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth will say deflated balls over 3 times during the Super Bowl broadcast.
And I'm Barry Murphy. You can pretty much bet on anything for Super Bowl 49, but we'll discuss prop bets that didn't make the cut in Vegas. Like the over-under on how many times NBC shows Giselle Bundchen and Robert Kraft's suite laughing at his dick jokes.
And I'm Rakesh, bro. I want to say hello to friends and enemies alike. Thank you.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
All right, guys, Super Bowl 49, prop bet special. All right, congratulations, Andy Ostroff. You actually have it's not one of those games where you're just going to be watching the commercials.
I'm actually rooting for your team. Yeah, definitely. Patriots, man.
And it's your team. It's basically your team that...
It's us against everybody. You see all those ESPN polls. New England is the only blue states. Everything else is red where they hate them.
That's crazy. We have a very special guest this week, Tyshawn Phillips, or Tyshawn Prince, as he's
Freckled King.
He's on a 1-week suspension for his alcohol tirade last week. Yeah. So he's on a 1-week suspension. He'll be back next week. So in his place, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back our Indian intern, Rakesh. Welcome, buddy.
Rakesh. Hey, thank you. You know, it's always a pleasure to come down here.
Thanks.
To get some kind of shelter with a roof over your head.
Hey, Rakesh, quick question. How did you like the Backstrom premiere?
I don't. You're talking the television program, right? With that gentleman from the office.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I did not get invited to premiere party.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going, man.
I wanted to go. I actually went there. I got the Uber car. You know, the Uber car.
Yeah.
And I arrived, and they said no.
Oh.
Did you tell them you were from the Daily Upper Decker?
I did not, but I set my DVR. Is that the same thing? Is that like the DVR, DUD? Is that like similar?
I think it's as close as anyone affiliated with us is going to get to the Backstrom premiere party. How were the holidays, though, man? It's been a while since we've been with you.
Yes,
did you go home? Did you go all the way back to Howrah or just back home to Toledo?
Oh, no. That will take, you know, about a 44-hour flight. So
don't you usually do like Mexico? You did Cancun a couple times.
I love it, the Mexico. You're a bit confused. I do the Tijuana. Tijuana.
The cheaper place.
It's like what they say, like, is that's more like the Cancun of the desert.
Okay. You're a big fan of the live theater down there, aren't you?
Yes, they have many, like, donkey, goat, like a off-Broadway type of.
Does it remind you of being back home, sort of, in your village?
No, it's actually poorer.
So it's like the one place in the world where the rupee actually goes somewhere.
Yeah, you can't get a good half glass of brown water anywhere.
Rakesh.
But I did when I came back from holiday. I'm still very angered by the Dez Bryant non-catch.
Yeah, it's weird. People don't know you're a huge Cowboy fan.
Yes, of course. You know, Cowboys are the global's team. You know, before they're America's team, they're the international team.
They're the world's team?
The world's team.
You see that prison inmate is suing the NFL?
Yeah.
Right, $88 billion.
$88,888,888.88.
For ruining his dreams of the, because of that catch. He's suing. But he's one of those like frivolous like lawsuit filers. So he like files a lawsuit for
He's
anything.
Also in jail.
Right. Yeah. Well, so are you okay? Are you all right to talk about the Super Bowl? Are you in a good state, or should we take a 5-minute break?
I'm going to make my way through this, but with caution.
Well, one of the great things about being an intern at the Daily Upper Decker is you have unlimited light beer here, a nice American domestic, 12-ounce cans of beer. So help yourself with as many as you need. My lovely wife will actually get you a beer. No problem. He'll take a Miller Lite cane.
I appreciate that. I'm not used to this service. This is very nice.
The dog she's carrying there, that we don't eat them in this country, though. So that's, if you need some food, there's some food in there, but not what she's carrying in her arms. Gentlemen, it's time for the hot mess.
Ooh. The hot mess.
A very special hot mess prop bet special this time around. It's all about Super Bowl 49. We have so many prop bets to discuss. We've got our gambling expert, Rakesh. We've got Sean Green from the Sports Gambling Podcast. He's calling in to help us out.
Oh, nice.
So no time for Factor Fudge this time
no
around.
No time for Factor Fudge. I'll tell you what is fudge, though. Deflategate. That is bullshit.
Are we really going to talk about this?
Can I just tell my conspiracy theory really quick?
You have 30 seconds.
I got a conspiracy theory on Inflategate. I think the NFL
Is it Inflategate now?
It's Inflategate because it's a purely inflated story. Okay. Boom. Nailed that one. Mm. No, it's bullshit. Look, man, the NFL is I feel like they just built this story up. I think the Patriots are probably in on it too. And here's why. Because when the Patriots finally beat the Colts, the price of Super Bowl tickets dropped because nobody wants to see the Patriots in the Super Bowl because of what is called Patriots fatigue, which is an actual business term that I read about.
You have 10
Business Insider magazine.
You have 10 more.
Anyways,
you
they're trying to drive up the price, make them as an enemy. Here's the thing. The Colts, then they're still saying that the Colts wide receiver felt that the ball was soft. And he's like, no, I didn't.
Well, yeah, or the Colts defender, yeah.
Yeah. The Colts linebacker. Sorry, man, you're flustering me with this time. But I think it's just a conspiracy theory to drive up the prices of Super Bowl tickets.
Something that's not a conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen, the coin toss.
Ooh.
The coin toss, our first prop bet. Over the last 48 Super Bowls, heads has hit 24 times, tails 24 times. Although tails did hit last year
for the
first time since Super Bowl 42.
Damn.
Barry Murphy,
that's
what you got?
I don't know that I have anything on this.
Well, that's a terrible start to our podcast then.
No.
I really
bet on this one?
Yeah, I actually bet on it.
What did you bet?
I took tails.
Okay, then you got something, man.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that's what you meant.
But you don't want to talk about it.
Well, I feel like you're going to go off on this tangent about what a degenerate gambler I am. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Maybe $100.
$100 on heads or tails?
Maybe. Awesome.
I think that there's so
much. You know, this is a bet you can just play anywhere. Like, you'd be like, hey, kid.
Not for $100.
I bet you $5.
Should I quick go get a coin, flip it 5 times?
Yeah, do it. You have coins?
I think so. I can probably find a coin. But what's so
we
crazy
can flip
about
anything
it
five
is
times.
There are so many things that you can bet on in the game that you actually have, I think, a little bit of control over that you could put like a little bit of insight into and say, you know, hey, Doug Baldwin has caught at least 4 passes or what, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But for people to throw just $50,000 on the coin toss is just crazy to me.
Yeah, it was like the first year you had a Super Bowl party and you had your prop sheet with all those crazy things on there. And what was it, $5, $10 to get
uh-huh.
in? I didn't understand it. And then you get to see 50 people at a party go, oh, yeah, I'm in for $5 here, no problem. It's like I grew up in a gambling society where you didn't do anything unless it was for $50.
A ruleless gambling society, home of Barry Murphy.
I had friends making like $31,000 a year, and if we didn't golf for $100
in seventh grade,
and we'd be shooting 105s, they wouldn't play.
That's how they pay the bills.
I realize it's kind of sad.
They say you have to have skin in the game, right?
That's what,
that's they call
what it
it
is.
Yeah.
So what do they do like back home? Is there ever like a coin toss in any Howra sporting event? Is there a coin toss for anything? Or is it always just set ahead of time? Like there's a home team or an away team? Or like if you're at the billiards room, is there a coin toss to determine who gets the break?
Typically it is like a one man with a gun and he says, you're going to do what I say. We don't really subscribe to the toss. Would you mind if I weighed in on the deflate gate?
Okay. Sure. Moment, sure.
Is there any possibility it was engineered by Jimmy Garoppolo who said, you know what? I must be down with Brady, shame him, take his job, his wife, raise his kids, pay his mortgage of home in Massachusetts. Do you think that could be possibility?
Yes.
I didn't until this moment.
You're on to something.
Fantastic
there.
Argument.
I want to blow the case, like they say, wide
kids?
Open.
All his kids are just Giselle's kids.
Anyone's
he's got
kids.
Another kid, too.
He just wants to raise kids.
So you heard it here first. Daily Upper Decker, the conspiracy theory we're starting is that backup quarterback Jimmy, how do you pronounce
not
his name?
Not backup for long. See, not backup for long.
Of course.
It's Garoppolo. I am a fan of him because he attended the Eastern Illinois like my good hero, Tony Romo.
Wow. Another but greats coming out of there.
Tony Romo, as you know, is the global quarterback. Please carry on.
Thanks. Well, all right. So let's say that man with the gun in the billiards hall had a gun pointed at you and said, pick heads or tails. Which one would you take?
I would ask him, which one should I say to not get shot? And he say tails, and I say tails.
All right. Ostrov, you going to go with tails or heads on this one?
I'll go with heads.
Heads, all right. We'll revisit this next weekend. All right, moving on.
Will we, please?
Moving on to the next prop bet. Will Idina Menzel finish the national anthem in over or under 2 minutes and 2 seconds? And that leads us to our next question. Do you even know who Idina Menzel is?
Yeah, Del Dazeem, man.
Rakesh, do they get the Frozen movie over there in your hometown?
I don't understand. Why would a movie be Frozen?
She's, you know, she sung a really big song in that movie, I think, didn't she?
Yeah, man. She's Elsa or Anna.
Or like in like India.
She's one of them? Yeah, right?
In India, if she sings Let It Go in English, you know, in India, would they then translate it? Like, would she? Would they find like another Indian singer? Like,
countries is they let it. This everything's translated, everything's dubbed except the songs, and the songs are subtitled.
Ah, is that correct?
He is 110% correct.
Ah, outstanding. Idina Menzel, or all right. So, what did you call her? What was her name?
Adele Dazeem, man.
And that's from
the Oscars last year with John Travolta.
He was having some kind of plastic surgery nightmare, though. I mean, I think his face was pulled pretty tight.
He
was
picking up dudes at 3 a.m. at Planet Fitness to go to fuck up someone's name.
That is a gentleman from Look Who's Talking, correct?
Yeah.
That is correct.
That is okay.
John Travolta. He hasn't had very many good movies since then. That might have been his best effort.
Pulp Fiction was pretty good.
That was good, yeah. That was
restarted his career so that he could do Hairspray.
Of course.
What he really wants to do.
Seriously.
Play females in movies.
So based on what you've seen from Idina Menzel, I still have I don't know what she looks like. I haven't even heard this song, Let It Go. I have never even listened to it. So based on what you have heard, do you think it's
going
to take her longer than 2 minutes and 2 seconds for her to sing the national anthem?
Yeah, usually I'm a big under guy on this. I'm going over for this one because she's going to let a few notes fly.
She's going to let it go.
Yeah, she's going to let it go. And she's going to. I'm going to go like maybe 227.
Ooh, that would be
way over. Way over.
I think she's going to get played off at 2.
They're going to pull it?
They're going to bring the music
they're
up.
Gonna they're going to play more music, just different music.
It'll be just like at the Golden Globes when you're like taking too long on your speech. Like the NBC, the NBC jingle will come up over. Like, all right, we'll be right back after this. Rakesh, can you give us just 5 seconds of the Indian national anthem?
I wish I could, but unless there is an Indian flag around, I am not allowed.
It's illegal. You get arrested.
It's a blood oath. Plus, the anthem is 18 hours and 34 minutes long.
Does Idina Menzel sing it longer?
All right, so I guess we're gonna go. We'll go with the over here. Idina Menzel or Adele Dazeem singing the national anthem 2 minutes and 2 seconds. I think that's gonna be a popular bet. So popular that I would almost be willing to take the under. Just
where do you take these bets? Do any sports book play it or?
Vegas has select casinos I know that do, but like our regular gambling sites don't go quite that crazy.
Sorry, I'm trying to look up the song from Frozen. I got this.
And instead, what, you're getting last night's highlights from the AVN Awards? What is this?
I think I got this European Super Fan Fest show. I don't know what it is.
Oh, it's just a little advertisement.
Yeah. Here we go. This is
all right, keep playing. It's going to lead us into our next topic here in the hot mess.
I actually went to the hot mess. In the middle of the show, they had some Japanese girl came up during the open mic portion of the show. It was a really weird show. Anyways, she sang this song and read the lyrics off her iPad and brought like a CD with her with the music.
Ah, well, Asian people love karaoke.
She was fucking terrible.
What about in the other part of the Asia? Is karaoke huge in India?
Never heard of it.
There you go.
Is she batshit ugly or is she?
No, I just showed you pictures. She's a pretty girl. She was married to Tay. Right.
Why are they showing?
Tits.
Why are they showing like a puppet singing it?
Because it's from a cartoon movie.
All right,
a puppet.
It's almost like the Blues Traveler runaround video
dude,
where it's
she
like
caused
you know, they're
all
so
snow,
they're so
man.
Ugly that they
she
have like the good looking people
snow,
singing.
Dude.
All right, that's good enough for me. I'm gonna go
oh,
over
man,
to
it's the good part.
She really holds the notes. She holds the notes.
Are we going to play this the whole time?
No, if you could do us a favor and show us so we can move on. That's great. Moving on here in the Hot Mess.
The Hot Mess.
The Hot Mess Prop Bet Special. Number 3, Super Bowl 49 MVP. Tom Brady is the favorite at 7-4, followed by Russ Wilson at 7-2. Quarterbacks have won it 6 of the last 8 games. But again, this is the Seahawks defense we're talking about. Last year's winner was Malcolm Smith. Rakesh, why don't we go with you right away? What do you think? Russell Wilson, or I mean, obviously, if Tony Romo was in a game, Tony Romo would be your favorite to win MVP.
That is, of course, a definite. But I don't want to take either of them here.
What's your reasoning behind that?
I want to go with Marshawn Lynch.
Ah, oh, that's your boy. He played at Toledo.
He needs that extra money to cover the fines he's going to get.
They will probably charge him to win MVP. He will have to pay.
They're going to fine him because he's going to post a Craigslist ad to sell that fucking car the second he gets it.
So what do you think? What do you think like his interview is going to be? What do you think his interview is going to be when he wins MVP?
He won't win.
Like I don't think they would give him MVP just based on that alone.
A lot of people say too that he gives very short interviews. I just think those are the only words that he knows.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, calling us in right now, we have a very special guest from the Sports Gambling Podcast. You can find him at Gambling Podcast on Twitter. It's Sean Green. Sean, hey. Say hi to everybody.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Happy Super Bowl week.
Thanks.
We just had a little bit of an argument over the national anthem. Are you going to bet on the national anthem, Idina Menzel singing it over or under 2 minutes and 2 seconds?
Yeah, I usually get down a little bit on the national anthem. My girlfriend knows the singer, and she recommended the over, so I'm going to take her advice. And, you know, being a patriot, I love America. How can I root for the under in the national anthem?
I like it, but your first line of reasoning sounds like a losing bet. You know, you sound like every single American man as he like leaps into marriage is, I'm going to listen to my girlfriend. And then usually 90% of the time that doesn't work.
The rare exception of when I listen to my girlfriend about football, it will be on the over-under of the national anthem.
Solid. That's good advice. So everybody else here has the over.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
Murph took the under, right?
No, I usually take the under, but I'm taking the over.
You know what? Honestly, if you're looking to have fun, I would bet the over right now. If you're looking to make money, you wait until as close as you can, because what will happen is me and everyone else that picked the over, they're going to drive the line way up, so they're going to adjust it late. I think that happened last year, and it got really inflated. So there is some value probably on the under, but I would wait to bet that until the last second. But I think right now, at 2 minutes and 2 seconds, I still like the over there. But if you like the under, I would definitely wait on that.
Again, though, it's not very patriotic to root against the under. Like,
Let's go Patriots.
This beautiful piece of music over with, and let's play some football. All right, so let's move on to more, Sean, while we've got you on the line, something that's more, like, football-oriented instead of, like, what's going on at halftime or what's going on ahead of the game. Some of these prop bets in-game, whether it's MVP or, like, Doug Baldwin over-under catches, what do you like?
Okay, yeah, I like a couple. One that jumped out at me right away. Marshawn Lynch over 82.5 rushing yards.
Oh, Rakish, that's your boy. That's your boy, Rakish.
He is. He's my personal friend.
And I like this for a number of reasons. I mean, regardless of the outcome of the game, I think the Seahawks are going to be running the ball a lot. I mean, if they're up, they are going to want to keep the ball out of Tom Brady's hands. Marshawn Lynch is going to get a ton of carries. Even if they're down, I think they're still going to be running the ball. I mean, you saw it in the Green Bay game where there were 5 minutes left. They were down 2 touchdowns, and they were still giving it to Marshawn Lynch. The Seahawks offense lives and dies by Marshawn Lynch, and I don't see how he doesn't get a ton of carries and over 82.5 yards. I mean, Green Bay's rush defense really wasn't that bad, and he put up over 120. Obviously, it's at home, but, I mean, Marshawn Lynch runs hard. He shows up in big games, and I really like the over 82.5.
This is Sean Green with the Sports Gambling Podcast. Find him on Twitter at Gambling Podcast. He sounds like a smart guy, doesn't he?
He does. I mean, like, this is really exciting hearing real reasons to gamble.
He sounds like a guy. It's like when you hear him talk, you're like, I will never let my wife meet him because my wife thinks I'm smart. And then you hear his reasoning and you're like, man, there's no way she would stay with
I'm
me.
I'm pretty sure your wife doesn't think you're smart.
No, she does. She does.
I'm pretty sure she does.
So does her purse.
What wife is going to leave their husband because some dude knows more about gambling than him?
Drew Rosenhaus's wife, I'm telling you. That's a little bit of foreshadowing. All right, so you like Marshawn Lynch. What is it, over 80, 81?
82.5.
I'm seeing 82.5 right now. And
I would actually take that.
Even. I think the thing is, I do think the Patriots are probably going to come in with a similar game plan. They're going to load the box and force Russell Wilson to try and beat man coverage. That being said, I still think Seattle's going to run the ball and be somewhat effective.
I like it. Where are you calling us from right now? It sounds like you're in like shitter stall number 4 on the second floor of the Circus Circus in Reno.
I'm calling from my house, so I don't know.
Same.
which surprisingly was modeled after the second floor of the Circus Circus in Reno.
Shooter stall number four, specifically.
That was the same architectural plan.
All right. What about one more? One more good bet, solid bet, like in the game where you actually have to watch the game, not just like a crapshoot at the beginning.
Okay, I'll give you one more that I really like. Gronkowski over 5.5 receptions. Again, the Patriots offense really lives and dies by this guy. And again, the Seattle's defense, they do have good safeties, obviously, and great cornerbacks. So I think the outside receivers aren't going to get open as much. And Brady's just going to look to Gronkowski, especially if Seattle bring Pete. That's going to be his, you know, check down receiver. I see him getting at least 7 to 9 targets. So I think the over 5.5 receptions is a good bet. You have to lay a little juice, I think, right now, but I still like that. I mean, I think it's important to take props where regardless of how the game plays out, you have a good chance of hitting it. And Gronkowski, 5.5 receptions, I think whether the Patriots win or lose, I like that to go over for sure.
It sounds good to me. Rakesh, do you know about this Rob Gronkowski guy? I think if you don't know who he is, but I think I honestly think if he would ever set foot in Howrah, they would just hand him the key to the city.
I thought he was the tight end that's in jail right now.
No, that's the other Patriots one. And I think that if he stepped foot into Howrah, they would hand him the key to the city as well. Just say, please don't.
Can I ask our expert his opinion on something?
Sure. We've got, this is Barry Murphy, part of the Daily Upper Decker podcast here. He's got a question for you, Sean.
Sean, can I get your professional opinion on over 3.5 field goals made at +110?
Oh, yes. I like the under on that one.
Really?
Sorry. Yeah. I mean, I don't see... Granted, it's going to be a good setup for field goals, but score field goals is still a lot. When you look at the Patriots, they only kicked one field goal in their past two games. Even the Seahawks, I don't think they had a ton the past couple games. Obviously, it's a decent setup for kickers. I think if you're betting a field goal bet, I'd be more inclined to take the over for the longest field goal, rather than the total number of field goals being 4.
Well, I wish I wouldn't have pushed enter already. All right. Thanks.
I think Rakesh has something to say about those field goal kickers.
Well, I do have a question for Mr. Green on prop betting.
Oh, okay. Rakesh has a question. This is very rare. Like, usually he just only talks when we tell him to, but he's gonna step on up here.
What does he think about the Pro Bowl, and how many bets does he have going on currently?
Pro Bowl. You got anything go for the Pro Bowl?
Oh, yeah, I bet on the Pro Bowl. I have over. I got it at 68. Again, I don't think they're going to be playing much defense in the Pro Bowl. It's pretty high. It was all the way up to 78. And also, if you're going to watch the Pro Bowl, you're not going to want to bet the under. I did that once. I would not recommend it. So if you want to throw a couple bucks on the over for the Pro Bowl, that would be my bet.
So you're saying the Pro Bowl started at 78 and it's down to 68?
Yeah, it's a pretty huge drop. I mean, I saw it as low as 66.
Is that because Andy Dalton's in it now?
The Pro Bowl's being played in Scottsdale or wherever, in Arizona, where the Super Bowl's being played. I imagine a lot of these guys are going to these Super Bowl parties because they're not in the Super Bowl. They're going to be drunk. They're going to be hungover. No one's going to want to play defense.
Over, under, how many guys yak on the field is probably 2.5.
Yeah, exactly. Donovan McNabb-like moments out there, guys hurling during the game. So, but I like the over in the Pro Bowl for sure.
Oh, sounds good. Once again, that's Sean Green from the Sports Gambling Podcast. You can find him at Gambling Podcast on Twitter. Sean, when do you guys run a live podcast? Once a week?
Yeah, we do it once a week. During the normal NFL season, we'll put it out Thursday morning. But being the Super Bowl, I think we'll have our Super Bowl podcast out Wednesday. And then we're going to dive deep into all the prop bets, the whole nine. So,
okay, great. So then on Wednesday, you're going to want to listen to ours first. So then after that, make sure you just set your DVR on your computer to. All right.
And head over to ours.
All right, sounds good, Sean. Thanks a lot for calling in. We appreciate it. We're going to get back to our Indian intern over here. We're going to try and get him out of here as soon as possible because he smells that bad.
All right, have fun, guys.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
See ya. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's a tough act. He's a smart kid.
He knows a lot about gambling, man.
I honestly didn't think he would bet. I would have thought, Rakish, when you would have asked him about the Pro Bowl, he would have just said, like, nah, you know, as an educated gambler. But that makes a ton of sense, and I really can't wait for this podcast to get over so I can quick throw $100 on the over.
I would bet the over on that.
I'm going to do it. I've got nothing else to lose, just my wife and my dog. All right. Moving on, gentlemen. Prop bets that aren't available, but you wish they were. So, like, the example was, what was it, Gisele Bündchen laughing at dick jokes made by Robert Kraft up in the Patriots suite. What do you have the over-under at there?
I would put it at, like, 2.5, because he probably has, like, 2 go-to dick jokes, and the rest of them he sort of makes them up, and sometimes people laugh. But she's kind of tough.
She's like, I have as much money as you.
Right. She might do something ridiculous. Need that. Right. Pour a drink on him and leave. And yeah.
And Howra, is it frowned upon?
I would have to say, after thinking about it, I'd have to say that the only jokes that exist are dick jokes.
In Howra, India, those are the only acceptable jokes.
That is about it.
So does it have to usually do with, like, the unit itself, or just the massive bush of pubic hair that is surrounding it?
It's a combination of the unit itself, as you say, the hanging ornaments, and the bush.
Now, do you ever run into, like, a girl who's a little more adventurous that might get a little landing strip or something, or is it known that the bigger the bush, the more respectable the woman?
I will tell you when I run into a girl.
Jeez. I was hoping. The bigger the bush, the more respectable the woman.
I do like the good strip.
Yeah? How do you feel about the hairy legs?
Not a fan.
All right, speaking of hairy legs, let's talk about Katy Perry, the halftime show, right? So there are different prop bets about, like, you know, what color hair.
Wait, is J.J. Watt going to be in the show, or are they just banging?
That is unbelievable. I heard that for the first time today, that J.J. Watt, Pewaukee, Wisconsin's finest, is allegedly dating Katy Perry.
I think it's another gay guy cover-up thing.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, I think he likes
like
dudes.
Olivia Munn?
Oh, you think, yeah, Aaron, for sure, huh?
A big thing, his assistant. You know?
Yeah.
Katy Perry's really been passed around, though, right? Russell Brand, John Mayer.
Josh Groban.
She dated Josh Groban?
Yeah, I remember that. Oh my God.
So do you think when they were at the dinner table that
like
they
super
just like...
Christian or some shit.
When they talked about their day, did they just sing it back and forth? Probably. Like, you know, like you're sitting there watching the Phantom of the Opera and you can't get like
Dude,
a
Josh
regular
Josh Groban's
conversation.
Got some pipes, man. He's actually funny. Did you see him in that Coffee Town movie?
I got booked in Las Vegas in November. Are you going to be there? And then she answers by singing or no?
Yeah, but she wouldn't sing like that. Hers would be like...
No, that was my Groban impression.
Yeah, she would have auto-tune.
So what's the deal? Is she going to be like another Jennifer Aniston? Why can nobody hold her down? So at least all the guys I know now...
Oh, she's
Josh,
married now. Jennifer Aniston got married to that dude
that's
shitty
a farce.
HBO show.
No.
Yeah. The Leftovers.
Anyway, speaking of... Katy Perry, we're talking about prop bets. So you can make a bet on whether or not Katy Perry is going to have black hair, red hair, blue hair, whatever, and it's all plus or minus.
What if it's multicolored?
I think that is
that
one of
push?
The things that you can actually bet on. It could
can
be
you
multicolored.
Bet on all the colors?
So one of the bets that I would like to see is how many times the NBC camera gets too low, and you actually see part of Katy Perry's nether regions.
Maybe there will be a
plus or minus 1/2. Rakish. Rakish, does that ever happen to where, you know, you go back all the way to the Janet Jackson Super Bowl, to where her little boobie popped out? Is there any point on, like, Indian television where they were live, or is there even live television in India?
Yes, it happened once, and there was a wardrobe malfunction, and the young woman was beheaded.
Poor
Jesus.
We haven't had any money live broadcasts. The Super Bowl is aired 3 weeks after it actually occurs, which I think defeats the purpose, thinking about it now.
Now that they have
the
internet.
The more Americanized you get, it really doesn't make sense.
So what was this just like a bad episode of Parliament, or what was the event that she got beheaded at?
I don't want to get too political right now. I think we should move on.
All right. So, guys, any prop bets that you can't find that you wish were out there.
I want to know what the over-under is on me saying, God, I fucking hate Chris Collinsworth.
I don't think you're going to be alone in that one.
Yeah, that would be popular. That's a popular bet. I like that one.
Wait, how many times?
I would put that line at 11 and a half.
Million.
How many times will Collinsworth refer to Super Bowls that he played in? And I'll tell you, I was in this game.
How many times is Collinsworth going to reference that he knows more about inflated balls than fucking Troy Aikman and Mark Brunell combined?
Well, there actually is a prop bet right now, too, as far as like deflated footballs, right? So the over-under for how many times Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth talk about deflated balls is at 3 right now.
I would take that in a heartbeat. They're going to talk about it 11 thousand times.
Yeah. Is that a real prop bet?
That is a real prop bet. How many times they talk about deflated balls 3? Al Michaels already went on Jimmy Kimmel and said, take the over.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it still sits at 3. You would just have to be able to find either the website or the casino that is going to take that bet.
Yeah, and is there specific terminology that has to be used? Can they talk
deflated
about everything the Patriots have gone through with the scandal? And does that count as one? Or do you have
that's
to actually
so
say?
I think
it's deflated. I think they have to say deflated.
I'd love to take a parlay of LeGarrette Blount plus him getting arrested in the next 24 hours.
You think he's going to get arrested?
I think so. I think that would pay pretty well.
I think Patriots players are going to get in trouble.
I like where your head's at. I think LeGarrette Blount like once punched his own teammate on the Titans. He might get arrested mid-game.
Do you believe that anybody who goes to the Patriots, no matter of their background, will not get arrested because they're on the Patriots?
Yeah, because I feel like they just have a strict set of rules.
Really?
Yeah. I think LeGarrette Blount to get arrested, that would probably be like maybe plus 130. It'd be as close.
You think it's an underdog?
Well, it would have to be because like the odds of someone getting arrested.
On the Steelers, though, when he was just like, they had no control over him. He and what's his name were just smoking blunts.
Le'Veon Bell,
the main thoroughfare.
So he already got arrested once this year. You got to think that you know when he's around Bill Belichick, will it happen again? Probably not.
He's so much more locked in when he's on the Pats, though.
What about what about your boy Rakish Marshawn Lynch?
What about him?
He's not going to get arrested.
What are the odds of him getting it? I think he's got quite the rap sheet.
He gets out of the way of the media like after it's over. He doesn't want anything to do with it. I think he disappears. You don't see him for like a couple months. Plus, he's a free agent now.
He's more of a hermit.
He can't get in trouble.
So he's wherever they're putting him up at like the Marriott downtown or something like that.
He just wants more gold shoes and crotched grabs. He's embarrassed by the NFL.
I would say that he would probably be the favorite. The favorite of getting arrested.
Lynch?
He's been.
I say there's got to be a dark horse in here that we don't even know about yet.
That was my Ryan Allen,
the punter
where he goes through media day.
But
and he's
a
like,
lefty.
He's the one guy at media day where he just kind of sits there and no one comes and asks him a question. You know,
the
Brady gets
like the best fucking job,
and he just goes off Tuesday night. And he just gets lit up, and then he ends up soliciting a hooker outside of Dos Diablos in Tempe. I bet you it happens.
Is that the hooker spot?
I don't know.
I don't know.
A bar.
I was in Vegas once, and some dude totally was like, "You looking for a hooker?" And I was like, "No." And he's like, "Good, you're in the wrong spot." And I was like, "Okay."
Yeah,
and he goes,
right.
"Mandalay Bay is the best place to get a hooker." And I was like, "All right." I didn't even fucking ask. He goes, "Nothing beats a Mandalay Bay hooker." And I was like,
"Thanks, Dad.
Good to know, dude. Good to know, dude."
Thanks, Dad.
So have you talked to any of your family members? Did they get like Denver Bronco World Champion T-shirts, all the ones that were made that since they're not in the
last year,
did they get all those sent out there? Like
they've been getting
Indianapolis
Colts
World
shirts for every year now for the past 17 years.
That's probably why they're the global team.
many
Jerry Jones sends global teams stuff.
It's a huge tax write-off. Yeah. Just makes 2 million of those shirts a year. Just send them over to India. It's still like less than 1% of the population that he's hitting with those. That's crazy. All right, moving on. Rakish, this is your time to shine. We already listened to Sean Green from the Sports Gambling Podcast. Find him on Twitter at Gambling Podcast. This is our gambling guru, Rakish. It was a hell of a year. You hit it like 54% this year, my friend.
Not bad. I had a good winnings this year.
Did you just make the bets, or was there anyone back home that would take your action, or were you able to put like $20 down anywhere? You were in Vegas a couple of times.
That's true. I was in Vegas a couple of times. I went to many casinos, put my bets down, collected.
What is it like when like an Indian guy gets to an American tit club for the first time?
It is an assault on the senses. It is like a
especially
Disneyland
smell, right?
Have you ever like had that one great gambling week? So then you know you're like, I'm gonna go in the back room, and then you go in the back room and they do the whole thing to you. And next thing you know, you're
$400 lighter, and you're like, what the hell just happened? They're telling you you're the best looking guy in the world. And has it ever happened to you?
Very, very similar thing happened, but I was about $14,000 lighter after that one.
Wow. You got the couch dance, huh?
But I had my suite at the Wynn comped for the week. So
that's good.
From the strip club?
They felt sorry for me.
All right, Rakesh, this is your last chance to make your coin. Make your rupees this year. Here we go.
I need it. Let's go.
Super Bowl 49, you like the Patriots winning this game and the minus one. Patriots are now minus one. You like them, minus
one. I do. I am very confident behind this one.
What's your reasoning?
My reasoning is, you know, they stand up to adversity. Everybody hates them, and they come, but they get the job done. They show them how it's done. They're not afraid of anyone. And they got weapons. Weapons. V-E-A-P-O-N-S, weapons.
They literally have guys on the sidelines with muskets.
What is in Howrah like the most, maybe the most potent like street weapon? Like, are there people walking around with guns like they are here in America, or is it more like a slingshot?
It's more of like a flamethrower type thing. It's one contraption, but I think Tom Brady is more potent than the strongest flamethrower I've seen. Especially with Gronkowski catching those passes.
So that's another thing you like, too. You also, I'm looking on a list of all your picks. You have like 8 picks you're making this week. Gronkowski scoring a touchdown. You're going to lay the 175 to win your 100. You think Gronkowski's going to be the man? He's going to catch a touchdown. He's going to score in the game.
I think he will catch at least one touchdown. I could see him catching even a winning touchdown if they're trailing.
Okay. Mm. Rob Gronkowski scoring a touchdown. Minus 175.
And he will score even more after the game, if you know what I mean.
Oh, we know what you mean over here,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah.
Patriots and Seahawks over-under set at 48. You actually like the over in this one.
I do like the over. I think both teams understand the need to score, since points are very important in deciding the winner of the game. And they're going to use both teams have their offensive weapons and know the right ways to use them. I believe with Marshawn Lynch, Doug Baldwin, Luke Wilson, they will make impacts for Seahawks, as will Brady, Gronkowski, LeGarrette Blount on the New England side.
It says here in your picks, I'm just reading your post that'll be up later on this week at thedailyupperdecker.com. Find us at Twitter, at dailyupperdeck. It says that you think they are going to score more than your cousin Anaji. Is that how you pronounce it in college?
That's correct. Well, you know, there was my cousin Anaji, and we all know my ex-girlfriend Akansh.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be like if the over-under was 60, your ex-girlfriend Akansh.
Anaji, what she would do is she had 13 guys in her at one time, bro. And if that was like on the football field, that would be a penalty for 2 extra men on the field, okay? That's too many men at one time, man. And she would do it every week.
So what happened to her?
Her poon broke, man. I mean, it just, you know, it gave out. Not, should have got a warranty. Should have had Apple Care, right?
So you're hoping to break the bookie's bank by getting a lot of scoring, over 48 points at Super Bowl 49. Really
good.
They
better get those TDs and FGs, I tell you.
And it looks like the final one I want to talk to you about is your Marshawn Lynch over 82.5 rushing yards. Your boy, Marshawn Lynch.
Who is going to stop him? Everyone will slide off of him, and he is just going to pound the ground. I believe he will have the diamond-encrusted gold cleats, too, which gives an extra, you know, step.
The NFL said that they will find him. They will find him, and they're going to start taking away yards if he grabs his junk again after a touchdown.
He'll pay the fine.
Should have given penalty the first time.
I believe he will be the Super Bowl MVP this year.
Really?
Even if Seahawks lose.
Well, he needs the cash to pay all those fines.
Correct.
I think he lost me on that one, but I like that one. Just a rundown here. Patriots minus one. Patriots over 48. Gronkowski scores a touchdown, minus 175. He likes that, yes. And Marshawn Lynch over 82.5 yards. Now, Rakesh, we're going to do something different. Our normal judge, Tishon Phillips, is on a 1-week suspension for alcohol use.
Abuse.
It was abuse.
Well, it was
last week. So we've got him
abuse.
On a 1-week suspension. Now, normally during our next segment, which we call the pile.
The pile.
Tishon Phillips is the judge. So do they even have a judicial system in India? They have to.
Yeah, it's much different than the one here, though, that I
Hammurabi's code, right?
Witnessed.
Eye for an eye.
That is very correct. That is correct.
Hammurabi, that's it.
So literally, it's like it's an eye for an eye. So you get up there, if he's guilty, they just pop an eye out.
Yeah, you steal a loaf of bread, you get your hand chopped off.
That is correct. You do not want to steal
depending
anything.
Depending on which hand you steal it with.
But it also depends if it was multi-grain bread, white bread.
What's like the lowest form of, is white bread?
White bread, yeah.
White bread, like is rainbow like the, bread.
Like if someone steals a loaf of Van de Kamp's, then it's like maybe just the fingernail.
Could be maybe even the tip of the pinky finger.
God forbid they steal Ezekiel vegan bread.
That might be the tip of your penis. So up first, guys, we've got Ted Lilly, the former Cubs great, was charged with felony insurance fraud in October. But the story about how he dinged up his motorhome, got an estimate, and then bought Progressive Insurance to cover it is just now getting out. Who wants to defend this guy?
Well, I'm going to defend Ted here. This is a simple case that goes. This is like the wars between insurance companies, and we've done a lot of research on this. Geico is actually under investigation for being a part of this right now, and they're trying to make Progressive look bad. That's pretty much what it comes down to. I mean, Ted Lilly made $85 million in his career. He doesn't care about a $450 dent, and that will be proven. That will be proven, Your Honor.
I'm sorry. Was I carrying a cute dog the entire time you were saying that? I was. Ted Lilly's guilty. This is bullshit. He dinged up his car and then got insurance and then tried to file that claim. What he doesn't know is that there's an insurance database that these body shops are like, okay, here's my VIN number. Here's the license plate number. Here's all your personal information. And it just came right up. They didn't even have to really do an investigation.
Your Honor, just one more thing before you decide. He swore in your courtroom, and I don't know if you can do that in India, but you can't do that here.
So basically what happened here,
sorry, I was
they didn't like officially touch on it, is that he damaged his motorhome. It was like $4,000 worth of damage. He went and got an estimate first. He didn't have insurance on it apparently, so went and got an estimate and then bought Progressive Insurance on it and then filed a claim after he did it. So you're saying he went to Geico first, but
he just
got to talk to Representative Icky Woods, and it was just all about cold cuts, and he just.
What I'm saying is Geico is under investigation because one of their representatives bought the insurance and is trying to finagle something here to make Progressive look bad. Mm. That's what they're trying to do.
All right, let's go to Judge Rakesh. Order in the court. Order in the court. Judge Rakesh.
Guilty.
Yeah, guilty.
The man who made $85 million, just pay it, man. No remorse for that man.
Might just buy a brand new motorhome. Put that one in the garbage and move on. All right, moving on in the pile. Next up, we've got Colts linebacker Andrew Jackson arrested for careless driving and a DUI Friday night. The dude was swerving and drove over a cement center divider despite being just a .088.
Yeah, this is clearly a ridiculous charge against my client. He a .08. If anyone doesn't follow this, it's like two Bud Lights. He was simply dancing in his car to some new music that came out. Andrew's a very upstanding citizen in the community. I mean, look at his name, Andrew Jackson. Yeah, that's a guy I'd vote for. This is an easy one. You should throw this one out, Your Honor.
You have anything on this, Andy Ostroff, or are you just going to continue petting my wife's purse dog?
I'm going to continue petting this dog, but also, I mean, .088, you're saying he's hardly drunk, yet he still ran into the center divider.
What a pussy.
Freeway,
I do some of my best driving at .088.
No, he drove over the divider. He didn't run into it.
Even better. So then he was on the other side of the road.
No, he just quickly.
So he
and
drove
then got
over
back.
Twice.
You know how you're falling asleep when you're driving? And you're back on the course. Simple mistake. Everyone does it.
.088. The law is the law. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
You just blew $10,000.
You did, man.
Judge Rakesh?
Case dismissed. Let me tell you. .088. That reminds me of Michael Irvin and Des Bryant. I like it.
Outstanding. To me, that just sounds like he was okay to drive, but he was probably like Tindering while he was on his way home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
very innocent.
This is damn near breaking news since we're recording this a little bit earlier. Josh Gordon, the Cleveland Browns wide receiver / dipshit, just failed another drug test and is facing another one-year suspension. Which one of you guys wants to defend this guy?
He failed for alcohol. He has a cold, and we're drinking Robitussin. I mean, come on. That's what came up in his piss test. That comes up every time in your piss test when you drink Robitussin. What's he going to do? Cough all night and stay awake? This man has to train in the morning.
This man is a vile, vile human being. He's been busted for weed several times. He comes back. He just left his team hanging. They needed him this year. Josh Clark needed him this year. He wasn't there for his team. And then in the offseason, he goes and does it again. And this time it wasn't even weed.
I have a counter argument right now, and I would just like to say that the prosecution has weed on him.
I don't know what you're talking about here.
It's in his right pocket.
Look,
he tried to get me to smoke some before, so.
We in this country, we have a 3 strikes rule. This is strike 6. This man needs to be locked up, sir.
Judge Rakesh.
I have thought long and hard about this one now, and it is a draw. And both make compelling arguments. Here is what I say. Suspend Gordon from the first and third quarter of every game. Let him play the second and fourth quarter of every game.
Interesting.
That's a fair, I think, Your Honor, I think that's a very fair, very fair compromise. What I don't get about this is, like, let's say someone sat in front of you and said, no alcohol for 3 years, and we're going to give you $35 million. And then after the 3 years is up, you can do whatever you want. You want to go drink a 30-pack of Busch Light? Go ahead and hammer it down.
That's a great show idea.
It's unbelievable that these guys, to me, I disagree with the fact that he's getting busted for alcohol and weed and stuff like that. I don't agree with that. But the way the rules are set up, they're basically telling him, don't do this stuff. You are not allowed to do this stuff, and any team will throw millions of dollars at you. And he still says, I got to have my Colt.
Got to have my weed.
I'll tell
Did you
say as
Colt? Is it Colt 45?
Yeah, maybe.
As the judge, the real culprit here are the Cleveland Brown organization not doing more for their players. Keep them on a straight and narrow.
They got to hire Kevin Costner like that movie.
This isn't even moving on here in the pile.
The pile.
This isn't even an athlete we're talking about. We're talking about a sports agent slash turd who filed for divorce just days after cops were called to his house because of an argument between him and his smoking hottie of a wife. We're talking about Drew Rosenhaus. The argument got so out of control that his wife was forced to actually tweet that he did not pull a gun on her. Mm-hmm. Usually, if someone has to tweet that he did not pull a gun on her, the gun was pulled on her.
Well, let's just
or
say
she's
here
a
that,
lousy prenup.
Yeah. The dog's snoring really loud. It's distracting. But the police did not find a gun in the house, and Drew Rosenhaus's brother was there who called her a whore. And Drew Rosenhaus's brother does not lie. He is a very honorable man. So Drew, like a gentleman, offered her 5 trash bags and said, get the fuck out of my house, you philandering. And then his brother said, whore. So he never said it.
5 trash bags, so that's a
five
lot. I think that's
bags.
A lot. You can fit a
big
lot
trash
in 5
bags.
Trash
big,
bags.
Like, leaf trash bags. Not, like, kitchen-sized trash
This isn't
bags.
Like a CVS pharmacy.
No, big, like, brown trash bags.
That's a lot. I almost say thank you. Because I think you can make off with a lot of, like, even
Plus,
his
what
stuff.
The fuck is a married woman doing partying with Dan Bilzerian?
That's the big thing.
He's going for the title douchiest on the internet. I mean, his stuff is entertaining, but still, he's going for the douchiest on the internet title.
So I don't understand. Were you defending him? Or
yeah,
you
you're a little of both there.
Yeah.
Oh,
which,
no,
which really helps my case to prosecute.
Oh, no,
this.
I am defending him. I'm saying every right to
right.
kick her out of the house. And
okay.
he was polite about it with the trash bags. And the brother called her a whore. And he's a known truth-sayer.
Those were some interesting arguments you just made. But this man is a, he would be known as what we would call a piece of garbage. He represents these multi-million-dollar athletes. He neglects people like his wife. He neglected the poor girl. She said, I'd like to go out on the boat today. He said, I'm sorry. Terrell Owens wants to come back to the NFL. I need to work on this. She said, I'm going to go out on the boat anyway with my friends. All this woman was simply doing was getting a suntan. That's all she was doing, and maybe drinking some cocktails with her friend.
Get a cocktan.
Maybe getting fingered. I'm just saying, at that point, I agree. I agree at this point. I'm like, hey. If he was taking care of business at home, then she would have no reason to be in this guy's boat.
Getting fingered is how you get on the boat.
Can I make my argument here, or everyone in the courtroom going to chime in?
Order.
Hit your gavel, man.
Five garbage bags? Five garbage
nice
bags?
Nice ones with hefty flex seals.
This it's bad enough he's going to divorce her and throw her out. His brother's calling her horrible names, and then he gives her garbage bags and calls her a piece of trash. I mean, this man needs to be locked up, sir.
Have you seen what they look like? I mean, this woman is obviously after his money.
And come he on. Married a woman 21 years younger than him. That's just not right.
19.
It's awesome, but it's not right.
Judge Rakesh has heard enough.
Look, in my country, we have a saying, sometimes the bitch has to go.
We have a country, we have a saying in this country, too, that's exactly the same. Yeah.
We're not allowed to say it.
What a coincidence.
I have a feeling that in India, women aren't as favored in divorce cases as they are here in America.
Yeah, they're not even allowed to show up to court. So
they're not allowed in the room.
We'll let you know.
Pretty hard to defend yourself when you're not there.
All right, final piece of garbage here in the pile. Terrence Cody, soon to be former Ravens nose tackle, will be cut after the Super Bowl. Many believe it's because he's been investigated for animal cruelty after his $8,000 dog died. Who wants to defend this guy?
Well, yeah, what'd he do? Love the dog to death?
Oh, so you're defending him.
I'm sure it was pretty similar to what's going on here. And he just
look at me holding this dog right now.
The man.
Your Honor.
Look at this.
Your Honor, my client paid $8,000 for this beautiful animal. Do you really think he's going to harm him? Look, we are all raised a certain way. If you beat your child or your dog with a switch, it's okay. Because if you were raised that way, that's your way of discipline. And that's all Mr. Cody was doing. He was burning the dog a little bit. He whipped it with a switch and a kendo stick a couple times. That's not that big of a deal.
He wanted to teach his dog
obedience. Yeah, exactly. You got to teach your dog.
You know, the craziest thing, this is almost what his agent said. He loves this dog. Why would he have treated the dog otherwise?
He absolutely does.
This guy is the salt of the earth.
You know you can just do that with the tone of your voice, right?
What, kill a dog?
No, train a dog.
Oh, all right.
Does the defense have the autopsy report, or is that a little too much?
He's not dead at all. He's not dead at all. He's perfectly happy in his doghouse right now.
No, the dog is dead.
Getting waterboarded.
It is official.
He died. He
the
just
dog
died.
Is dead.
I didn't realize he died.
There's no waterboarding. He's dead.
What kind of dog was it?
It says here it is a bull mastiff.
Oh, it's a big dog.
Your Honor, it's believed his dog died of measles. It had nothing to do with...
Oh, did they go to Disneyland?
It had nothing to do with the whipping at all.
I rule the Ravens guilty for caring more about the dog than Ray Rice's fiance.
That may be Judge Tishon. I don't think he's ever had a ruling that's been as dynamite as that one. That's pretty much as good as they get.
Pretty good.
All right, guys, that pretty much brings an end to our show here. We're down to the 2-minute warning. Let's get some lock and load picks here for the Super Bowl. Let's get some real dynamite picks. We're gonna start with Barry Murphy. Any prop bet? Any just prediction of the game, what's going to go down?
I love the Marshawn Lynch over 82.5. I don't know if I would have taken it. I definitely wouldn't have bet against it, but his argument was phenomenal because they really do run him even if they're losing. The Gronkowski thing scares me simply because, you know, when you see a bet and there's no way you could bet against it? Like, it just went up to 6, by the way. Like, yeah, it's going to keep going. No one's going to bet under on Robert Gronkowski. No one's going to bet under his yards, stuff like that. Same thing with the Brady-Russell Wilson. I think it's 38.5 yards that Brady will beat him by. That's going to continue to go up. So if you like Russell Wilson, you wait until the end on that one. That was another great thing Sean brought up. Like, if there's bets now that you really like at a certain number, you got to jump on it depending on the direction it goes. But I still like the over 3.5 field goals thing, although he didn't.
Okay. What's your reasoning? Just the defense, like the red zone defense?
I do, yeah. And I think both kickers are super accurate, which is a huge factor in this bet because it's over 3.5 made field goals.
Right. Interesting. Andy Ostroff, what do you think?
I like to take a prop bet on the length of post-game handshake. And I think it's going to be,
between who? There's like 8,000 guys out there handshaking.
Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick.
You think they like each other?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think the disgust there.
I'm going
Pete Carroll.
2 seconds over under. Is it going to be longer
from
with 2 seconds?
Touch to touch.
Touch to touch. Is it going to be a 2-second like grip, good game, guys, or is it going to be just a shake and leave?
You can get kiss on the cheek at 48-1 odds right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think there's going to be a kiss on the cheek. On the mouth, though, what were the odds on that? 75 to 1?
That might set the internet on fire.
Yeah, Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll kiss on the mouth postgame.
This is what, Rakish, do you have any more locks? Any more locks about what you're going to see this weekend?
My one last lock. No matter what happens at the game, during the game, end of game, the true MVP is Robert Kraft's girlfriend.
Yeah, she's cool. Yeah.
Does he have a new girlfriend?
His wife's that cool. She just allows him to.
His wife's dead.
She died?
Yeah. Don't you remember they wore their patch?
Death thing.
Yeah, so yeah, she's buried cold right now. She was buried up in Massachusetts.
She's
that's
as
cool
dead
she
as Terrence Cody's dog.
That makes her even cooler.
Wow.
She died of cancer.
Like, what's better than being a millionaire and your wife dies? And then you get to have as many girlfriends
like
as you want, and it's
like
fine.
30-year-old girl.
Well, I think at first he was pretty busted up about it.
Well, I'm sure he was, but it's not going to take long to get over.
All right, so who's this new girl?
Is he still dating the one that he was dating like a year or two ago?
I don't know. I thought his wife was
still dating. I bet it's minus 1,500 that she's white.
No, she's white.
No,
blonde hair.
That's what I'm saying.
Blonde hair.
Oh, find her. Bill Belichick.
I met them once.
There's actually, per Bovada, will Bill Belichick smile during the game on camera?
No.
I think if the Patriots win,
under 2 minutes and they're definitely in control.
And they're winning, I think he will smile.
So under 2 minutes? I'd say it has to be under 30 seconds.
I think that if you're going
to coach till the end,
if you're betting that the Patriots are going to win, then you have to say yes. Because when they win big games like that, especially after everything that's gone on with Deflategate, he's going to be so happy when they win.
But either way, that's one of those awesome bets that the room can have. We're like, come on, Bill, smile.
That's a
come
smile.
On. Don't
that's
do it. Don't do it, Bill.
Or it's like the episode of Family Guy where Peter Griffin's trying to get his dad to say that he loves him and he's got an orchestra. And he's like, go ahead, guys. That's as good as it's going to get. Oh, yeah.
That's
he's batting way out of his league.
His girlfriend? Oh, interesting.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Like a
what's
tranny.
His league? He's a billionaire.
Do you have a Shark Tank iPad cover?
Well, I think that a Shark Week. Yeah, I think that at any point here, I think that if there's anything we've learned here today leading up to the Super Bowl is that Robert Kraft's wife is cool. I think that's what I'm taking away
Myra?
From today. She's so cool that she's dead in the ground, man. That's
an awesome wife.
That's great. Super Bowl 49. Rakish is saying Patriots. I think everyone is saying Patriots,
yeah,
which means I'm probably going to go Seattle. We'll see you afterward.
23-20
Check us out
bets.
On dailyupperdecker.com. Find us on Twitter at Daily Upper Deck, and we're also on this new thing called Facebook.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.